time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Helper City Mayor Lenise Peterman. Got a lot going on in Helper, as always. And she's here to bring us up to speed on Helper City. Lenise, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
So let's start with, how are things going in Helper City, first and foremost?
Well, things are busy. I think, we're seeing the rise of COVID, but we're also seeing that people want to get out and engage, and we're trying to make sure our events are safe, and we're in constant communication with the health department about what's going on.
And speaking of ways to get out and enjoy yourselves, coming up on August 11th, this is a great thing. We were just talking about it. I've got my tickets. We'll tell you how to get tickets as well. The Utah Symphony is coming to Helper, Utah. Let's talk about that.
Sure. They are doing what they're calling the Forever Mighty 2021 Symphony Tour, and they have selected 10 cities in Utah to take a traveling symphony too, and we're thrilled to be one of those cities. They'll be here August 11th. They're bringing a portable stage, which will be parked across Main Street with seating and bleachers going down Main Street. So we're thrilled to have them here. And prior to that, just for your information, they're also doing a family and kids event called Get to Know the String Quartet. And that'll be held at 3 o'clock at Aunt Nell's on Main Street. And this is really an opportunity for the kids to ask questions of the symphony players and have some good interaction. So we're excited to host that as well.
And this, once again, is going to be a great event for Helper. Tickets are free. And the easiest way to get tickets?
Go on Facebook and find the Utah Symphony and Helper. And it's a free event, but they'd like for you to get tickets. I'm sure that goes to headcount and wanting to show the impact of the tour across Utah. And you just press get tickets. And again, it's no cost to any patron. And you're in and can come in and hear the symphony.
And just get however many tickets you want. Like I said, I've gone in and had to do it twice. But we're going to go and it's going to be a great night. In fact, I've got a cousin that lives in Salt Lake that's coming down just to go to it here in Helper. So it's going to be a great night for Helper and get out there. And the Utah Symphony will be in Helper. That's on August 11th. And then you were telling me about a traveling exhibition that the Smithsonian is working on, and you've submitted Helper to be a part of it.
Correct. They have implemented a new program. It's called Spark Places of Innovation. And they're looking for rural main streets across America to highlight in this exhibit. So we submitted an application for consideration. They will let us know this month if we indeed are one of the choices, and we're crossing our fingers. But the idea is to highlight rural America and what they're doing to revitalize and re-energize their communities through their main streets. So they're looking specifically for communities, you know, ideally less than 10,000, but up to, I think, about 50. So we feel like we're really uniquely positioned for serious consideration for the revitalization efforts we've undertaken. So we're crossing our fingers. We would be thrilled and honored to be part of a Smithsonian exhibit. So we're, you know, hopeful that will come to fruition.
And you were saying that they'll come and take different things from Helper, and then they'll build this exhibition, and then it's going to travel around the state.
Correct. So if you're one of the selected communities, they will capture photographs and information about your community and then put it together in a traveling exhibit. It goes to 5 states every year, so I'm sure they get to a state and they're there for several months. And Utah is one of the states that they'll be showcasing these rural main streets. So again, we're hopeful that it will come to fruition. And it was exciting just to even submit. They were very helpful. Of course, we had a lot of back and forth during the application process, and very informative, and they were excited to see the application from Helper.
And we'll keep an eye on that and let you know what's going to happen with that one. Then you were talking about a couple of different grants that you've put out there for Main Street and for parks and things like that. And one of them is really to kind of create some more shade at Main Street Park there in Helper.
Right. We just submitted a grant really literally a week ago, and we're looking at implementing some, I would call it almost like sails, where you can put them up on posts. We can put them up and take them down so that they don't get worn during the winter. But the idea being to create more shade around the Main Street Park. And we're hopeful that, that will happen, and we should know in a few months if indeed we get that funding.
So that'll be good for that little Main Street Park area. And then lastly, we need to talk about something that you've been asked to do. And you said, you know, I don't want to talk about this because it's really just talking about me. But the SDAT. Let's talk about the SDAT and what you've been asked to do.
Sure. For folks who maybe aren't familiar, in 2017, we won a grant through the American Institute of Architecture called the Sustainable Design Assessment Team Grant. And those folks came on site and spent an intense week with the community and basically gave us a blueprint for how we could create a sustainable community. And with all the work that we've been doing, I make sure to keep them informed so that they're aware that the impact they had on our community is positive and ongoing. And I was honored to be asked by them. They sent an email out and said, we'd like for you to join our team and have you go on visits with us. And we have a visit scheduled in Indiana at a small community. We think it'd be a great fit for you to provide real life experience of how you all have done things in Helper. So I'm super excited to do that. It's targeted for a September travel date. And, you know, it's again indicative of all the work we've done in Helper and being able to help other communities who really need that catalyst and need that support to make the meaningful changes that we have in Helper.
And it just gets the town of Helper out there some more, too.
Absolutely.
So that's great. Now, I think we've covered everything. Of course, we've got a lot of follow-up that we'll do here, and we'll keep an eye on that. But I think the biggest takeaway is get ready for the Utah Symphony to be in Helper on August 11th.
Absolutely. It'll be dusk till about 9:30. They will play and have an intermission. They will also be bringing patrons of theirs who travel with the symphony. So we expect to have 200-plus guests who will maybe see Helper for the first time. So we're thrilled to have the guests and our locals, obviously, available to enjoy the symphony and bring that to our communities.
All right. Mayor Lenise Peterman, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in and talk to us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Mayor Lenise Peterman of Helper City. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.